Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
This is Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO and the Rock the Flock podcast for the week of Sunday, March 16, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining the show. What is Rock the Flock? The best of Christian independent artists, where not only can you hear their amazing music, but their inspiring testimonies. You can listen to Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO, also online at 897WJHO.org, and you can go to the Radio Alabama app. Inside that app, you'll be able to listen to the station, and you can go to the podcast. If you have Spotify, you can click and find the Rock the Flock podcast there too. This week, another amazing guest. So sit back and get ready for Miss Brooke Manzi right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for joining me this week. Thank you for tuning in. I know you don't tune in for me, because this is God's show, and you tune in to hear what he's doing in it. And what he's done this week is bring another amazing guest to the show. Joining me this week, Miss Brooke Manzi. How are you doing?
Hi, I am doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me here. I am so happy to be here.
Well, I've been looking forward to this interview. We've been talking a lot over Instagram Messenger, and now here it is. For everybody to find out who this child of God is. So, if you just want to go ahead and start, who is Brooke Manzi?
Who is Brooke? I am 19 years old. I am a Christian artist from San Diego, California, and I attend school at San Diego State University, and I just love music.
See, I had no idea you were in San Diego.
Oh, really?
I did not.
San Diego.
When did you know that Christian music was going to be what God called you to do? Have you always done it growing up?
So, growing up, I've always loved to sing. Like, mm-hmm. I always loved it. But, like, I know I wanted to use my gifts for God's glory, but I never really knew what to do because I couldn't really write music. Actually, it's a cool story. I've been singing for as long as I can remember, but it wasn't until like a couple years ago I actually started writing music, and I couldn't write music. I remember trying to write music, and I would just be so frustrated. I would have a paper and a pen, and I would just like throw it down. I'd be like, I can't do this. And I remember praying to God, like, God, can you please give me wisdom, like, to be able to write music? Because honestly, all I really wanted to do was use my talents and glory for him. And he gave me wisdom to write lyrics. And ever since, I've been writing so many songs. And that's how I met my producer, Brett, and he's my co-writer. He's awesome. And we've been writing so many songs. And this past year, I've written about like 16 songs, which is amazing.
And isn't that cool that, you know, I call it lack of faith, that people don't realize that all you have to do is call upon the Lord and ask him. And if it's his will in your life, it will be done.
Yes, it will.
So that's just a good reminder through your story that, you know, you sat there and couldn't even put anything down on paper, and now 16 songs later.
Yep, so many songs later.
Man, we serve a mighty God.
Yes, we do.
Well, all right. When we come back, since we got to squeeze you a little bit and find out a little bit about you. Mm-hmm. When we come back, I think you have a Bible verse or scripture you'd like to share with us.
Yes, I do.
We'll be back with Brooke Manzi right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. My guest, Brooke Manzi, is doing an amazing job. Not only did we learn a little bit about her, but I threw a wrench into the show, and she did an amazing job with the verse of the week. And we're going to go roll from that right into the verse that she's prepared to bring and why she chose it. So, Brooke, take it away.
Yes, one of my favorite Bible verses that has stuck out to me for such a long time is Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I absolutely love this verse because it just reminds me that God's plans are the best plans. Like, whatever may be going on through my life, or I just know that God's always in control. And something that people would always ask me is, "Well, what do you want to do when you grow up?" And I say, like, "I want to be a Christian singer-songwriter." And they're like, "Oh, like, what's your backup plan?" Because I know, and they also know, that this is a hard business to get into. It's mm-hmm. it's difficult. And this verse just always reminds me that if God has a will, there's a way. And he will always provide. That's why I love this verse.
And we talk about on the show a lot that he will provide, because I hear that from a lot of independent Christian artists, because you're right, it is very tough mm-hmm. because there are not many big venues that invite you to come play. You're playing at church, you're playing at a local coffee shop. You know, if you're fortunate enough to meet another Christian artist and you can band together and do a little mini tour around some churches, but it's a tough business.
Yeah. It is.
Because not only, you know, you have to, a lot of the times you're having to, you buy your own equipment, mm-hmm. the clothes you want for the photo shoot. That it's funny, we talk about this a lot on the show. One of the guests, her daughter is actually the photographer, and one of the producers said, you need, it doesn't look good. You need to be, but it looks fine. And it's crazy how people do say things like that. But you know, God bless you for taking that stand. That it's unfortunate in a world we live in where we don't fit the mold, mm-hmm. but it doesn't matter. We're not supposed to fit the mold.
Yeah.
Because, the Lord tells us that we're not of this world.
Yes.
So quit trying to look like it. Quit trying to sound like it. And that's why I love all of you Christian independent artists, because you are doing, you're going against the grain. And I love this show because this show is going against the grain for the Lord.
Yes, I love that.
And thank you for the verse, because you were absolutely right. In your young youth, you have such wisdom.
Oh, thank you.
Because God has a plan, and it is his way. And even Good. Though he doesn't always say yes, there may be a no in there. Mm-hmm. And we may not understand that no that day.
Yep.
But that no will be revealed later in the journey.
Yes.
Well, all right. When we come back, one of my favorite parts of the show and why you're on the show is your music.
Yes.
Because it's cool. I love it. It's got a different sound, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
Looking forward to it.
Miss Brooke Manzi on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week, Miss Brooke Manzi. Brooke, we're in the second hour of the show. There is a lot of really cool independent Christian artist music already been played. We started the top of the hour with your song, Center of Attention. Mm-hmm. You sent me 5 songs, or Brett did, and we're going to talk about one in particular, and that's your song, Galaxies.
Yes, so this was the first song I actually released a couple months ago, and I chose this song because I feel like people don't fully understand how great and how awesome our God is, and his love for us is so unconditional. He is greater than galaxies, and I love the lyrics. In your presence, all my worries fade, because I know I got a God who saves and who is greater than galaxies. And those lyrics just remind me that no matter what is going on in this world and in our lives, that I know I have a God who is so much greater than anything that is going on in this world. And that's why I just really wanted to get that message across to people, because I feel like people don't fully understand how amazing and how great our God is, and his love for us is just so great and amazing.
And you're in all your songs, and especially Galaxy, they bring, it's a spirit of peace in the music. And because one of my favorite things to do is, I'm a pyromaniac. I love to burn wood. I outside my house, behind my shop, I always burn wood, and I sit back, and that's my peace time with the Lord. Especially I'll stay out there at night just to make sure the fire's calmed down before I go to bed. But it's just peaceful. And when I heard your music, that would be the music that I would play in my peace time with the Lord. So you have been blessed. And like you said, and you know it was meant to be. You were meant to write these songs. What inspired, you know, you said you sat down with pen and paper. What inspired Galaxies? How did you know you wanted to write a song about how big God is?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of my songs, at least the ones I've written in before I wrote this song, were more about, you know, me and my story and what I've kind of gone through and how I've gotten through that. And I just really wanted to write a song that was more about God and show like who he is and how great he is. So that really came to mind, like he is greater than Galaxies. So that's why I wrote that one.
Well, why don't you intro your song and we'll roll right into it.
Okay. This is Galaxies by Brooke Mansi.
It's Rock the Flock Radio, and time flies when you're having fun. And
oh yeah, it does.
We've had a great time. I have, and I hope all of you that are listening, getting to know this wonderful guest we have this week, who I always say God brings to the show. I mean, I told Miss Brooke off air, the show is booking up like crazy. I'm 4 months in backlog. I need really an AI assistant to help me keep up with all of this. And I thank the Lord for that. And each and every week I sit back and I'm humbled on who he brings. And Brooke, I'm thankful that he brought you to the show, because I know there's a purpose for it. There's somebody out there that needed to hear what you've already said, what you may say. It may be something in your music that's going to change somebody's life, and not change it for them, but put the Lord in their life and totally change their life.
Yep, that is my goal.
All right, before we go any further, can I say a prayer?
Of course.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Lord. I thank you for Brooke. Lord, I ask you that you be with her, to guide her, protect her voice, continue to bless her music, Lord. Let your spirit flow through that pen onto that paper. Lord, let her music reach people who don't know you. And Heavenly Father, walk with Brooke each and every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, all right, Miss Brooke, how can people connect with you?
People, the best way people can connect with me is through my Instagram. It is Brooke Mansi Worship, and all of my songs are on platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, etc. And you can find me at Brooke Mansi Worship on all those platforms.
Awesome. Well, normally we end the show right here, but I said I had something. We went off cue a little bit, and you did the verse of the week in the first hour. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go off cue right now.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, Miss Brooke, if you knew the Lord was coming back in 60 seconds starting right now, what would you tell people?
That is such a hard question.
This is the first time we've done this on the show, so.
I would say that if you haven't already accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, I would make that decision right now. There's something that's called the ABCs. It's to accept and acknowledge what you've done wrong, and then to choose Christ. And I would encourage you to say that prayer and invite him into your life and accept him.
Amen. Well, thank you. Cause we never know. We never know if it's going to, you know, we don't know the time, the place. We have this opportunity every day, each one of us. And if we lived our lives like that, if we interacted with people and if we looked at somebody, whether it's a family member, a stranger, if Jesus were coming back in 60 seconds, what would I do? Mm-hmm. So thank you for that awesome answer. And I know I put you on the spot, but I knew you could handle it.
Yep.
And you did. Well, thank you for being on the show. I hope I served you well. Your first radio interview.
Yes, it's awesome.
And that's all. Has your music ever been played on radio?
I don't think so.
Man, I love it. I love this.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's already been played on the show, and we'll put it into the rotation. So every Sunday night from 7 to 9 on Rock the Flock Radio, your music will be played.
Awesome. That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, Miss Brooke, have an amazing day. Keep being the wonderful spirit that you are.
Thank you so much.
And keep trusting in the Lord, because he does have plans for you.
Yep, he does.
Miss Brooke Manzi on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.